Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about health insurance. As you know, we're in the third week of this government shutdown, right? And allegedly, this is all about the subsidies and what was then called the Obamacare program, now the Affordable Care Act, and making these subsidies permanent. Having looked at a lot of what the congressional intent was, it was never designed to be permanent. Everybody recognized that they were trying to address a challenge that they had at a particular time, most importantly during the pandemic. But not unlike most other federal programs, once you giveth, you never ever taketh away. It's a strategy. Because it's really hard. Once people get accustomed to and used to having enhanced benefits, nobody ever wants to give them away. The problem with these subsidies is that the way that they were designed to help through the pandemic is it really brought people into the program that don't need it, but yet now can take advantage of it. There's a lot of folks of healthy incomes now that can participate here. And that's why the numbers are going up. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this ultimately all plays out. But let's look at a snapshot of what you're facing in 2026. According to CBS News, they did a story the other day that said that workers are likely to pay between 6-7% more for their 2026 employer-sponsored health insurance, which is, if you do the math, twice the rate of inflation. So health care inflation is twice what normal inflation is. So what does that translate to? You could pay about $2,400 next year if you're single coverage in an employer-provided PPO plan, preferred provider organization, which is actually the most common type of medical plan. Families could likely face, for family coverage, paycheck deductions of $8,900 and more for their coverage. Projections, they surveyed about 1,700 employers. And what's important about this is that most working-age Americans receive their health insurance through their employers than any other source, with about 60% of working folks getting their health insurance through employer-sponsored health insurance programs, which equates to about 164 million people. Workers typically shoulder between 16-25% of the total cost, depending on whether they are receiving single or family coverage, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation's 2024 Employer Health Benefits Survey. Now, insurance costs are rising at the rate that they are, not any surprise to anybody, because of prescriptions, right? and that aging workforce is tapping more medical services. So these GLP-1 drugs for weight loss, the demand, they can be costly, some of these treatments, and we're seeing, you know, this really, really impact. And as we've talked about yesterday with Guy Williams, Americans are paying double what residents in other developed nations pay for health care, and our outcomes are worse. Why is that? I mean, that's the what. We need to figure out the why. So in addition to not only this aging workforce, not only, you know, prescription drugs really driving these costs higher, we have a very complex U.S. health system. I mean, it's incredibly complex, and I can't begin to tell you. So when we look at this issue as being a driving issue, driving force behind this government shutdown from the Democrats' perspective, you know, and one of the issues that Republicans are bringing up is that they want to fund and finance illegal immigrants' health care and what that actually means. Well, it might seem simple to look at this, but it's really about all of the background backdoor options that are really driving a lot of this cost up. So what happens for healthcare providers, when they're negotiating contracts with commercial insurers, they need to make sure that they get enough juice out of these contracts in order to cover their losses relative to uncompensated care and other issues that walk into underinsured, not insured individuals that they are compelled under a varied number of laws to be able to provide to these individuals. Sometimes it's just the distress reimbursement rates of Medicare and Medicaid. Those fluctuate. They change their pricing as many as two times a year, which makes it even more complex, right? But what we know for sure is that once the big, beautiful bill was passed by the Trump administration, that kind of closed the door on some of these backroom loopholes as to how states would ultimately end up financing care for the undocumented illegal alien population that entered this country. What did we see? We immediately saw states begin to retreat from providing Medicaid under the state Medicaid system for illegal immigrants. And there's no better classic example than Medi-Cal in California.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Trump administration closes the door, or at least makes the pathway through the door a lot tighter. And what happens? Governor Gavin Newsom, he's been out front saying how proud he was about implementing all of these programs and this, these exotic financing schemes, these taxing subsidy schemes that they had, willing to do it, willing to be receptive, as long as it was somebody else's money, the federal government. And what happens now is that they are moving in a very quick pace to almost totally eliminate anything that's there. No new entrants, no new participants, reduced number of providers, actually reduction in the benefits, higher co-pays. They are doing a lot because they have an $8.5 billion deficit. And they've done the math. Math has no emotion. It doesn't lie to you. And basically what it's told him is that the state with the largest GDP in this country cannot afford to do what they attempted to do. Now, I'm not sure why the Republicans are not waving this flag a lot more. They should be. Then we move over to Pritzker in Illinois. They're doing the same thing. Go figure. Chicago, in the top five GDPs in this country. What are they realizing? They're facing huge deficits. What are they restricting? They're restricting this very model because they recognize that once the pathway was beginning to become more restrictive, they could not slough off these obligations, these expenditures to the federal government, and the state is not willing to make the sacrifices necessary. And basically, they've embraced what Republicans have been saying all along. When you do this, the U.S. citizen gets less. They get worse health care. They have more wait times. They have less access, and the costs are insurmountable. Now, does that mean that people are insensitive, they don't have any empathy? No. The math simply does not lie. You cannot be all things to all people. It's impossible. There's not enough monetary oomph to be able to do this and not throttle it down, not manage it appropriately, come to a resolution in this country as to how much legal immigration that we're going to have, and decide whether or not there should be a waiting period or whatever it may be as they come in and assimilate into a lot of the benefits that we have to offer in this country. And then finally, Governor Tim Walz. Same thing is happening there. His legislator said, no more. We can't do this. It's killing us. And yet, a number of mainstream media pundits are out there trying to convince the public that this is actually not an issue. When they look at the numbers, it's not as impactful as one would think otherwise. But when you begin to add up what's actually happening here in a number of states, Ohio's another one where they're getting really aggressive on this issue, they're starting to stack up because it has been a complete and total failure. They cannot afford it. They can't do it. They can't keep it going. For all of the reasons that everyone knows, if they are truly objective. So when you have healthcare providers negotiating with commercial insurers trying to extract enough money from them for the services that they're going to render in order to cover the losses of these other programs that are going on, it becomes a friction point for us. And that's why we're seeing medical inflation as to where it is. One of the contributing factors. I mean, this is a very complex system and there's a lot more. So I don't want to lead you to believe that this is the only one. But it is definitely a contributor, and it is definitely difficult to manage. Then what makes it even worse, and what has a lot of people really nervous, is EMTALA. EMTALA is the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. It was passed under the Reagan years. And it's a federal law that requires Medicare participating hospitals to provide medical screening examinations to anyone who comes into the emergency room. You've heard this, that you cannot turn anyone away. That's true to an extent. What you need to do is examine these individuals in order to determine whether or not this is truly an emergency medical condition. And if one does exist, the hospital is compelled to do a number of things. Provide stabilizing treatment, maybe arrange for an appropriate transfer to another hospital that maybe takes Medicaid or whatever, because there are some that don't participate at all. But this goes to all emergency rooms, right? That's why when you see a lot of these physician-owned facilities out there, one thing that they will never put in their facilities, an emergency room. Why? Because you lose a lot of money there. And you have to go after what is called uncompensated care dollars. Many years ago, it's beginning to become a lot more restrictive. You would quantify the amount of uncompensated care that a hospital would deliver. You would certify that to the federal government. And I think the match was 2-1, maybe it was even 3-1 at one time. The federal government would pay you in return. Some states would give the hospital the share of what they certified. In Louisiana, we had decided that we would take those dollars and fund rural health care, thereby putting these hospitals at a further disadvantage with the inability to cover the uncompensated care that was actually delivered. So let's go back around the circle again. Remember how we started. When we're negotiating with private health insurers, we try to extract as much money as we can from commercial payers to be able to cover the losses that we have on the other side, where we're providing care for nothing. It's all intrinsically linked. And in the big, beautiful bill, there were restrictions placed as it relates to federal reimbursements of that phenomenon that would require states to make up the difference. What is the motivation? They were choking these exotic financing schemes because they realize that at the clip that we're going right now, we're adding to the federal budget. Is it the deficit? Is it the wisest thing to do? I don't know. I really don't. It's going to take somebody a lot smarter than me in looking at this system to figure out exactly where we are going to be. But what I do know for sure, and I go back to this, and I've said this a million times, what about bringing in more poor people to this country inures to our benefit? I don't know. I can't explain it. When we look at the numbers and what we're spending right now, we're going to be talking about homelessness later in the week. We have states that have provided billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in trying to address the homeless programs. And guess what? In almost all of these jurisdictions, without exception, the homeless problem's getting worse. So how does it end? Where does it end? And at what point in time do we believe the math here? Where we embrace the consequence instead of fearing it. I've started talking about this a lot lately. Where we are going to have to require the members of Congress to consume political capital. They need to work across the aisle. They need to get to a resolution on this issue. But it cannot be a blank check mentality. It cannot be that. Because if you think for a moment that the only way that we're going to be able to reach the promised land, so to speak, is to tax the wealthy, I don't know how many studies have to be done to prove to people that that is not going to solve the problem. There's not enough oomph there to do so. Cutback management's the toughest management there is. It requires courage. It requires a consumption of political capital. If we're going to allow ourselves to be backed into the corner and we're going to have a government shutdown for 3 weeks and we're going to impact people's lives, we're going to continue to have layoffs. In the very near future, we may not be able to get on an airplane and fly, because it's going to be interesting to see if the Democrats are going to stand in the way of the Republicans trying to figure out an exotic financing scheme to pay the air traffic controllers. We're going to find out exactly what they're really like. We will find out just how much pain they want you and I to experience before they change their minds. So I'll leave you with this. If you're sitting around the table this evening pondering, think about your pain tolerance. And if you don't have much more, you might want to call your congressperson. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.